that I begin this service by singing 351. 351. To Thee, O Lord, I lift my eyes. O Thou enthroned above the skies, as servants watch their master's hand, or maidens by their mistress' tent, so to the Lord our eyes we raise, until His mercy He displays. Number 351, both stanzas. We will read to you the Lamentations of Jeremiah, the fourth chapter, Lamentations 4. How is the gold become dim? How is the most fine gold changed? The stones of the sanctuary are poured out in the top of every street. The precious sons of Zion, comparable to fine gold. How are they esteemed as earthen pitchers, the work of the hands of the potter? Even the sea monsters draw out the breast. They give suck to their young ones. The daughter of my people is become cruel, like the ostriches in the wilderness. The tongue of the suckling child cleaves to the roof of his mouth for thirst. The young children as bread, and all men breaks it unto them. They that did feed delicately are desolate in the streets. They that were brought up in scarlet and braids dunghills. For the punishment of the iniquity of the daughter of my people is greater than the punishment of the sin of Sodom. That was overthrown as in a moment, and no hand stayed on her. Her Nazarites were purer than snow. They were whiter than milk. They were more ruddy in body than rubies. Their polishing was of sapphire. Their face is blacker than a coal. They are not known in the streets. The skin cleaves to their bones. It is withered, it is become like a stick. They that be slain with the sword are better than they that be slain with hunger. For these pine away stricken through four one of the fruits of the field. The hands of the pitiful women have sown their own children. They were the meat in the destruction of the daughter of my people. The Lord has accomplished his fury. He has poured out his fierce anger and has kindled the fire in Zion, and it has devoured the foundation thereof. The kings of the earth and all the inhabitants of the world would not have believed. Their adversary and the enemy should have entered into the gates of Jerusalem. For the sins of her prophets and the iniquities of her priests that have shed the blood of the just in the midst of her. They have wandered as blind men in the streets. They have polluted themselves with blood so that men could not touch their garments. They cried unto them, depart ye, it is unclean, depart, depart, touch not. When they fled away and wandered, they said among the heathen, they shall no more sojourn there. The anger of the Lord has divided them. He will no more regard them. They respected not the persons of the priests. They favored not the elders. As for us, our eyes are yet failed for our vain help. In our watching, we have watched for a nation that could not save us. They hunt our steps that we cannot go in our streets. Our end is near, our days are fulfilled, for our end is come. Our persecutors are swifter than the eagles of the heaven. They persecute us upon the mountains. They laid wait for us in the wilderness. The breath of our nostrils, the anointed of the Lord, was taken in the pits. Of whom we said, under his shadow, we shall live among the heathen. Rejoice and be glad, O daughter of Edom, that dwellest in the land of Peus. The cup also shall pass through unto thee. Thou shalt be drunken and shalt make thyself naked. The punishment of thy iniquity is accomplished, O daughter of Zion. He will no more carry thee away into captivity. He will visit thine iniquity, O daughter of Edom. He will discover thy sins. This far. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Grace, mercy, and peace be given, and it be multiplied unto you from God the Father. And Christ Jesus our Lord, in the communion of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us now ask the Lord for a blessing. The Lord of heaven and of earth, all sufficient, all known, and unchangeable God, thou hast promised in thy holy word that summer and winter never shall be ended all the day that the world shall stand. Thy hand brought us together in this day for the third time already to lay the needs and the wants for us and for our people, for our country and nation before the throne of grace. To ask for an undeserved but so necessarily blessing, where even the king is served by the field, and we are so dependent of sowing and reaping. Lord, remember us in the season that lay before us. There is no right on our side at all. We cannot lay our hand unto anything. Shame must fill out, covered our face, on account of all the sins and of all the transgressions, as mountains towards heaven, but view us with all the needs and wants, also in this evening in thy beloved Son Jesus Christ. Direct our hearts to the love of God, and that our so be made submission under all thy actions in the times in which we are living. Lord, thou knowest in what circumstances that we travel to the future that lay before us. It is possible, even in this evening, and even in this night, that the punishments of the Lord come upon us to destroy one another. But Lord, remember us graciously. Open in this evening thy word and testimony for our mind and for our heart, and let it find an entrance into our soul in the midst of the congregation, young and old, great and small, that it breaks our heart in pieces, that it brings us to the right place, and that we call upon thy name from the bottom of our heart, confessing our guilt and sin, breaking with sin and wickedness, and walking in the ways of the Lord. Strengthen and sustain each and every one. Leave us not over to ourselves, because otherwise we make ourselves ripe for the destruction, as it will have taken place once with Sodom and Gomorrah and with the first world, that thy church may be built in the alarming times in which we are living, and that the word of God bears fruit to true repentance of sins, young and old, great and small. Oh, remember us out of heaven, visit us. Also thy servants who are called to preach thy word in this day and in this evening, anoint them from on high, and give also us for the third time what we stand in need of, to bring thy word in the midst of our congregation, and that it bears fruit to the honor of thy name and to our soul's salvation, that our coming and rising generation become under deep impressions and convictions and that the life was in the fear of thy holy name. Remember all the sick and all the afflicted in the different hospitals. Recover and bring them back to the dear ones. Remember that family that is mourning about a dear mother who was taken away last night. Lord, that it's a call that was blessed to the soul. Remember widows, orphans, and widowers. Remember the government and all those that rule over us. Remember our church and consistory. Give wisdom and understanding. And remember us together in all the needs and all the wants. For our temporal and for our spiritual life. And that all to the honor and praise of thy holy name, with the remission of all our sins, for thy great name's sake. Amen. We sing now number 122, and we commence with the second stanza. The collection is for the pumps of the bus, the school bus. Like sheep to the slaughter, thy people are given, dispersed to the nations of far we are driven. Number 122, and we start with the second stanza. beloved congregation, it must well be a wonder to all of us that the Lord in this day has given us the opportunity to come together under the Word of God. In the days of the prophet Jeremiah, then the Lord had said to him, pray no more for this people. Thus, in other words, then the Lord had cut it off. No more prayer. And that the meaning of that was that the Lord go through with what he had spoken by the mouth of the prophets to bring that people to Babel in captivity. A terrible condition to brought out your own country, to brought to a strange country where you don't know any people, where everything is strange. And to leave behind you everything unto which you were cleaving. We cannot realize it, congregation, what that must be. We have seen that in 1940 in the country where we were living. We have received them in our homes. Parents with their children. Nothing that they could take away, because in one afternoon a part of the city was bombed, was burned out, and as they had figured out in that one afternoon, they died almost 8,000 people in one afternoon that lay buried under the stone there. And it had cost the people several weeks before that the last parts of the bodies, of the dead bodies, were laid upon a truck and brought to a certain place to be buried. But an awful thing. When the Lord come with his judgment, David, he said in Psalm 119, that judgment cannot be then terrible. We are living in serious times. In times that fear filled our hearts, what is laying before us. I saw this evening on some signs the temperature 67 in March. And then you think what lay behind that. Because we know what can happen with tornadoes. That in one moment so many people died. And in one moment that there comes such a destruction about a city and a country. There are judgments already enough, people. That means many. We have Monday prayer day in the West, in the afternoon and evening, on account, of course, that we have to be here today. And I have read there in a paper of Omaha that by a certain sickness the last weeks that there died now more than 50,000 cattle. They have a sickness under feet and they have to die on account of the water that was there also in this winter. In Texas, there is so much cattle also that died there. Judgments enough. And at the other hand, you know, what our president has announced a few weeks ago, that the people must prepare themselves in regard to the price of everything that it goes on high, because the trouble is coming up in the different countries about our money. And we have also experienced that after the war, that on one Monday morning that it came through the radio that all the money was worth no value. Later on, if you could declare with papers and so on and so forth that you came, that he received that money in a right way, then they gave you some back, but otherwise it was all done. Was many people in that time that took their life, many. An awful Monday. And they give us all for our person 10 guldens to live on. Even when you was a millionaire, that was the same thing. They give you 10 guldens for the whole week to live. What shall happen with us people? Our president, he traveled to Russia. And he traveled to sign. And it is really in question, did he sell us? Did he sell us to the countries? Because you can realize, even in what you have read in the paper this evening, that man is troubled too. Oh, congregation, if it happens with him, with me too. Oh, yes. We are all the same and we need it all the same. But as I have preached in this morning about that king of Nineveh, that he arose from his throne. And then there was hope. Then there was hope, people. Because a man and a nation that will come underneath, there is hope for. Even that the Lord brings over national sins, national judgments, but still then the Lord he show mercy. And all that have taken place also the last days and weeks in our city, and what goes on with that abortion, you write free in the paper about it. And therefore, look unto the Lord, congregation, look unto him, write the papers of protest to the government and to the president, whether that it shall help, we don't know, but that we come on our knees with it. And it is possible, I am not a prophet, but it is possible, people, that the time is not so far off that we have a revolution in our own country. And that even in the evenings, that we can no more go to a church or to visit people. Prepare yourself for all those things. And I know it shall well be hard for some people to accept that. But if it comes, then you know that it is said to you from this pulpit. And then you shall be reminded to it. You know that they want the Bible and prayer out of the White House too. They shall bring that to the Supreme Court. The president brought his proposal to the White House for capital punishment on account of the dangers that there is. When you come there in Chicago and other places by the plains, then you see something already with all those police now and inspectors before that you go to the plane. What shall they find out now? Because we never know. They have tried to find something out for hijacking, plastic. The world make himself a right people. And what here is in the Bible, in the Word of God, congregation, that goes through. And it is my intention to say a few words this evening about the condition and the future that lay before us. The Lamentations 4, verse 4 and 5. The tongue of the suckling child cleaveth to the roof of his mouth for first. The young children has breath, and no man breaketh it unto them. They that did feed delictly are desolate in the streets. They that were brought up in scarlet embrace dunghills. That is my text for this evening. I had thought about that text several years already. Several years. But now, considering the prayer day, and that I have to preach, now I was led also to this text. A lamentable condition. In the streets of Jerusalem, the persons involved, the great changing, and a serious warning. Lamentable condition. The tongue of the suckling child cleaves to the roof of his mouth for thirst. There were in Jerusalem in the days before that he go to, into captivity, there were time and again born children. To a certain extent, by all the abominations, they were not living a natural life that the parents have children. Now with that abortion, they do nothing else than kill the children. It is a sin against the sixth commandment of the Lord. And if you think about the condition, congregation, the dangers in which that mother brings herself, but they want to live their own life, but they do not want the burdens of life. The things that we never have heard in the world, the country is full of it, and it goes from one country in the other. How is it possible that several churches and that several ministers that they agree with it? And you have read in the paper the thoughts here also in Grand Rapids in the hospitals. That St. Mary's Hospital, they say absolutely no. But how is it with other hospitals? Considering. And it is against the word of God. An abomination in the sight of the Lord. Now here in those days in Jerusalem, there came a famine, because before that they gave up the city in the hand of the king of Babel, they have frightened. They have done everything to keep that city. But finally there came nothing in that city. Because all those things in regard to eat and drink that have to be brought from out of the city, outside of the city, there's nothing came into the city. And now you read in the text, the tongue of the suckling child cleaves to the roof of his mouth for first. The mothers would give the children, the sucklings, something to drink. They will sacrifice themselves, but of course they have nothing. And you read it already in Deuteronomy. Moses, before that he was taken away out of this world, then that man he had, as a man of God, he had warned the country and the nation. And he had said, when they have no respect for God and for his word, and when they transgress the commandments of the Lord, that the Lord would shut the womb of the mothers. And if he was not doing that, then their breast would have no milk, drying out, as a judgment of the Lord, people. And you know that when a child come in the world, then a child that need the milk of their mother, that child that is crying for that milk, and all those parents who have children, they have seen the providence of the Lord, how wonderful it is that that little suckling that is looking, that is seeking for the breast of the mother. And as soon as he reached the breast of the mother, then she is sucking. And soon she fell asleep. And joy for the mother. And joy. Natural, is it? But now there in Jerusalem, even the mothers were starving because they have nothing in their bodies. There was no food for those mothers. And if a mother have no food, then that child that have also nothing, that is connected with one another, the tongue of the suckling child cleaves to the roof of his mouth for first, because to continue live in the world for that child, suckling child, then it is necessary that they receive milk. And now the tongue is cleaving, as the Bible said, to the roof of the mouth. But must that be for mothers and fathers to see that? That their own children, that they have brought into the world, that they have to die. What an awful position. And it is not only the suckling child, but it is also the young children as bread. And that are the children about 3, 4, 5 years old, because they looking no more for the breast of a mother. They are off from that breast, but they are looking now for bread. Men, breken zit unto them Because there was nothing. They would well give them bread, but it was taken away from them. Not too many, but there is some people in my midst, some that have lived that truth in the war. In 1945, in the month January, then after the Sabbath day, 12:00 at night, then we go with a truck from Rijssen to Rotterdam. One of our rooms in our passionate was full of potatoes and bread, and even, I think, 200 days they brought also some farmers to help sick and weak people. And when we came on a Tuesday afternoon by our former church with that truck of potatoes and bread, there came a man outside of our church, and he would hand me a billet of 25 guldens for one loaf of bread. 25 guldens. And he was crying there. He said, "Help us, help us, because my children are dying." 25 guldens. They paid sometime 1,800 guldens for one pound butter. For 1 week, $1. And more. Married people that gave the rings from their finger that they had received from their husband to receive some bread and something to eat. You cannot realize it, people, if you have never seen it. In that same winter, I visited a doctor in some place in Helderland. That man was living on an highway. And he told me that on Sunday, past his house, 93,000 people, 93,000 people, that was on their way to Friesland and to Overijssel to ask for bread and for potatoes. And you saw, I came with a bicycle on that road that day, on account that we have in some place a meeting. And I saw the people laying dead on the street of hunger. When their legs became swollen up, that was a sign that death was coming. Oh, Grand Rapids, oh, Michigan, oh, America, we hope that in your lifetime that you never have to go through it. Never. Because it is a condition of that your children begging for bread and that you have nothing to give them, that you have to see before your eyes that they have to die. It had happened in that time. You read, we have read it in the Bible this evening, that even mothers, pitiful women, that they have sold their own children, their own children. Say not it can ever come here. Say never such things. No. The Lord rules, and he is close with majesty. He is well long suffering, and he is well patient. But there comes an end to it. There comes an end to it. And then it shall be terrible and terrible. Then there is no more compassion, people. No. Then you read by the prophet Ezekiel that the Lord said, and Zechariah, that died and killed women and children, kill old people and sucklings, when the Lord come with the sword. And when he comes with his punishment, hunger, that is a sharp sword. But there is more in the text. You read here also, they that did feed delicately, are desolate in the streets. They that were brought up in scarlet and braid dunghills. First it goes about the poor people, but now it goes about the rich people. Because common people that, I say satisfied, that is maybe too much to say that. But there is people in the world that is to a certain extent satisfied. Let I now say this evening that you all can understand it, with bread and with bacon. However, as the people is growing up now, and living in the world, they cannot build enough restaurants in our days. The 28th Street restaurant upon restaurant. And I don't know, I have always heard it, but yeah, if you become older, your mind is not missed before. You cannot keep it in your mind all. But I have always heard how many people, millions, that we could receive food of all the, and keeping in life a life that could eat. All what they cast away in our days and thrown away. You see that in plains also. Sometimes it is pitiful. Really. And the luxury in which they are living now and brought up, if there would come as a changing revolution. Really. When we were brought up as children, we were not holy. Oh no, but still, if I think back about that time, that we were so glad with what our mothers gives us. I shall not come in details on the pulpit, that is also not necessary. We cannot do that in the houses, but we cannot say anything on a pulpit. But to give you an idea, as you parents, who are now 60, 70, and 80 years old, how they were brought up. Whether they had that luxury, as in our days. No. But now, There is no satisfaction. And what shall be thrown away, people, in a city as we are living in? What shall be thrown away by the people, week after week? And now the president had promised the country that the prices go on high the first part of the year. And he hoped that later on that they can bring it down. But we can believe it. Who can believe it? That this shall take place. And now they that did feed delicately are desolate in the streets. Because that means all kind of meat for which they pay high prices. I know the time that when that tick was up in the summer, that we have no more anything unless that sometime a cow broke his leg. And then they sold that out for 10 cents a pound. And then I hear my mother not say, run to that place that you have hooked of something. You have never done that, eh, children? Hmm? No, our children, they have no thoughts about that. No. And still, people, there was more satisfaction then as there is now. Really? But soon, when there is no more money, when that dollar goes so down, there is people that have to do already with it. Those that are traveling to other countries, they are realizing it already. It is maybe possible that some to have give up the trip. Because you need money to pay, to buy. But now that text that refers to poverty, that is coming and that is connected with a famine. And they that were brought up in scarlet and braised dunghills. Scarlet, that was something that was used by the rich people of the world. You read in the Bible about Lydia in Acts 16, you know. And she self-purpose. She did not wear it self, but she sold it. And it was something, some rich people that lay on couches of scarlet. Because they were so rich, and they wear that scarlet too, and that purple. You read about kings in the Bible, and queens who were wearing purple. And now they embrace dunghills. And some explainers of the text here that say that they rooted in that dunghill, grew up in that dunghill. Why? Looking even in such a place that they not receive something. We have seen that for our eyes too in the Netherlands. We have seen that. People that you never had thought of it. Rich people. people that go to the dunghill there sometimes to find the remains of cabbage and other kind of vegetables. They brought to the mill bulbs of tulips. They were baking bread of it. Because if you see death for your eyes, then you can realize what you are doing. In one word, it was an awful condition, people. Very awful. And that is now all announced here in the Bible for us too. That we can come back to such times, even that almost nobody will believe it. That they say no. But you read in Revelations that in 1 hour the world became poor. In 1 hour. And it must be still a wonder today that the Lord uphold the United States. That must well be a wonder to us. Because if you think about all the death, and on one side throwing out the money for all those things that have no value at all, millions and billions to sacrifice for the world, and wickedness. And you shall not tell maybe over 3 months and maybe over a year how far that our country is sold to the communists. Then it happens by us. We were in that time in Rotterdam, of course. Then it happens with us. Then in the harbor of the city, they lay for 3 weeks already big boats. Sealed. And it seems there was no man that knew what there was in those boats. There was some that knew. Oh yes. There was some that knew. But very few. And when that war started on a Friday morning, 3 o'clock, 5 o'clock already, every corner of the city, also where we were living, there were standing German soldiers already with the guns in their hands. They came all out of those boats. And they have waited there out for 3 weeks. For 3 weeks, so far was the country sold. And what shall it with us, people? Oh, what shall it with us? Land, land, land. Hear ye. Hear ye the word of God. And the Lord brings his word to us to consider. To awake. Not to sleep on. There was one in the book of Bunyan, he said, there is no danger, when he was warned. And there was a second one, he said, I am sleeping and I go on sleeping. So it is in the days in which we are living. We close our eyes for the condition in which we are people. We close our eyes for it. But oh, that it may please the Lord to open our blind eyes before that it is too late. And as we come to the confession, as we sing now together out of 216, oh, remember not against us evil by our father's wrath. Haste to help us in thy mercy, near to ruin we are brought. 216, the first stanza. There is only one hope, people, and that is to bow before the Lord and to return to Him. One of the kings in the Netherlands in 1500, when the condition was hopeless, no money, no weapons, nothing to eat. The people died on the street. And then there was one of the magistrates, and he asked that Prince Willem whether that he had somebody to expect help of. That man that taught another country. But then he said, in that condition, I have made a covenant with our potentate. With the King of Kings. And with the Lord of Lords. And then he commanded the people to go to the churches and to ask the blessing of the Lord. And the enemies on the streets of Paris and on the streets of London and on the streets of Berlin, they say, we have heard that they have a prayer day in the Netherlands. And now it is lost for us. Where are the times, people? Where are the times? But we have forsaken the Lord. We have forsaken the Lord. It is not you, no, me too. We are all involved. We are all involved in the condition. And there is only one way, and that is to come back to the law and to the testimony. Not to do the Bible and prayer out the White House. No. But that it have authority. Authority, congregation, personally in our hearts. adore thee. In our families, adore thee in our churches, adore thee in our country, and in the government, and in the magistrates, that, and unconditionally people, to come back to God's word and testimony, to a certain extent that war in Vietnam, as they say, that is done. There is people that say no, still fighting. Cambodia and that other place, still trouble. But is it in Israel? And you have to realize, people, the Lord, he punished that people, but he shall take it up for them. He shall take it up for them. Yeah. Paul, he said, het ben de beminden om der vader wil. And the Lord shall not break his promise. No. Young and old, great and small. We have today prayer day. But I cannot assure you and guarantee you that we shall have an next year to prayer day. Maybe then it is a day of bereavement and sorrow. There is so much standing before the door. You can realize it, people. And every day that the Lord has spared us, then we must say, Lord, graciously you have spared us. Children against the parents, parents against the children. War, where is a place that there is no war? And that spirit of communism that is so grown in our country and over the whole world, it is not only with us, no, it is everywhere. And no respect for God and for his word and testimony. Killing, stealing, divorcements, it seems that there is no respect at all for God and for his word. The last announcements were, our country is the first in the many divorcements, and then Russia is following. But even in Russia, not so bad as it is with us. And then our constitution is built on the word of God, people. And if we shall not do in accordance to that word, we shall have no light, young and old. The Lord remember us in his condescending mercy. He remember us in mercy. There are several missing. I appreciate that you came this evening, but still there could be so much more. For parties and football games, rolling, skating, and all things there's time for. But now the word of God, people, the word of God. And smite out, he said, that old divine, he said, if ye will become wet, then you have to go in the rain. You have to go in the rain. If you want to be converted under the means of grace. And it is preached for so many years amongst you. When shall the Lord take it away, people? When shall he take it away from us? Give it to another country. Reverend Kuyter opened this week. He is now 2 years, I think, in that other place there. There are now about 300 people that attend the service on Sunday. I cannot say converted, but they come to the church to listen. About 300. And it is possible that the Lord will work there. Hey. The blind heathen separated from the Lord, once acknowledging him. Psalm 72, Psalm 87. The Philistine, the Tyre, the Moor, they shall be brought in the city of the Lord. We have it from our early days, people. What have we done with it? What have we done with it? Oh, that responsibility that we realize it for our self-congregation. And boys and girls, that the world is falls away, that it falls away. And if you come on your knees while you are young, then it is the time to seek the Lord. Not when you are 70 and 80 years old, no. The Lord can comfort us, but his common way that is in the days of our youth. It is still the day of grace. Oh, my dear congregation, that we never shall have to testify against you in the day of days, but that you also have not to testify against me. That I have not warned you, and that I have not explained the way of salvation to you, that the God of all grace bind us at his throne, and that in his coming season, that our fields were blessed, but especially that the church was blessed, and that there were many born in Zion, and that there came interest for the Word of God, also in school and catechism classes, and under the Word of God, that we may see some seriousness of it amongst the people, and that the Lord give his dear children grace to find a place in the ark of safety, and that we receive our soul as a prey, as bearer, when the hour of death shall come, may the God of all grace be with you and your families, children and grandchildren, consistory and school, for his great name's sake. Amen. Lord, bless thy word and testimony. Forgive all that has amiss and shortcomings. And that it may please thee to remember us in mercy and compassion, with the pardoning and remission of all our sins, preparing us for the next Sabbath day. Hear us, for Christ's sake only. Amen. We sing while we arise from our seats, and we use that this evening for the end of our service, doxology. O why art thou hiding the light of thy face, and what follows? have not to announce a request from the family Stolk that this evening that they are be in the funeral home of Van 't Hof on Lennon Street till 9:30 for people that will visit them. And Friday afternoon in the Holland home, there will the funeral service, the Lord willing. Receive now the blessing of the Lord. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.